dealer. Good morning, Captain Buzz Studley. Have you got a traffic report for us?
Yeah, traffic looks good this morning. Coming in on 494, looks real fine, and nothing serious to report, thank goodness.
All right.
We did some house cleaning, spring house cleaning over the weekend.
How'd that go?
Well, my wife's a real fussy housekeeper, you know.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, every time I sit on her couch, she puts a coaster under me. But actually, though, I decided that I better, you know, kind of court her like we used to do back in the old days.
That spring fever, huh?
That's right. That's right. You know, it's the same old game the cavemen played.
What was that?
Well, except now they use diamonds instead of clubs.
Oh, I see.
But anyway, I'll say something for her. The wild horses couldn't drag a secret out of her.
Really?
Yeah, unfortunately, she seldom has luncheon with wild horses. So anyway, drive carefully, Captain.
Thank you, Captain Buzz Studley. The morning traffic report from WCCO-FM.
This is Charles Evans Hughes Stonebrenner with Little Known Facts to Enrich Your Life, a presentation of Toyota City, where you'll find the Twin Cities' largest selection of Toyotas. Today's highly informative program follows this message. This is Charles Evans Hughes Stonebrenner with Little Known Facts. The new zoo's procurement agent was taking two penguins he'd bought for the zoo to their new home. On road, his car got a flat tire. A few minutes later, he noticed a man coming down the road. The man stopped and asked if he could help in any way. The procurement agent for the zoo said, "Sure, here's $20. Take these two penguins to the zoo for me." Later, while the agent was still working on his car, he saw the same man coming back down the road, and he still had the penguins with him. "I thought I gave you money to take these animals to the zoo." "You did," said the man, "but there's still a couple of bucks left. Now I think I'll take them to the movies, maybe later to lunch." A Berry Street Corner local TV station conducted an opinion poll on automobile racing. The interviewer asked one man, "Tell me, what do you think of the Indianapolis 500? The man replied, "I believe them all to be innocent." There is in this city a man so frail, so skinny, so thin, that when he wears a red tie, he looks exactly like a thermometer. This is Charles Evans Hughes Stonebrenner inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for more Little Known Facts, a presentation of Toyota City.
Thank you, Charles Evans Hughes Stonebrenner.
With Little Known Facts to Enrich Your Life, a presentation of Toyota City, where you'll find the Twin Cities' largest selection of Toyotas. Today's highly informative program follows this message. This is Charles Evans Hughes Stonebrenner with Little Known Facts. A young but cheap gentleman said to his friend, "Look at this present I bought for my wife, an emerald ring." The friend examined it and said, "This isn't an emerald. An emerald is green." "Well," said the cheapskate, "just wait till she wears it a while." For two gentlemen who had spent many hours in a local pub, they finally stumbled out onto the street, and one said to the other, "Isn't that a glorious moon?" The other replied, "Moon my foot, that's the sun." The other insisted it was the moon. So they finally asked a passerby to settle the argument. That person replied, "How should I know? I don't even live around here." A shrewish woman, whose husband came home in an inebriated condition night after night, sought advice from a friend on how to cure her over-drinking spouse. The friend said, "Well, since after he drinks every night, he comes home using a shortcut through the cemetery, why not hide in a cemetery and give him such a fright that he'll never drink again?" The nagging lady took the advice, and disguised and hidden behind a tombstone, she later that evening jumped out and growled at her stumbling home husband. He was very frightened and said, "Who are you?" The disguised wife said, "I am the devil." The still frightened husband said, "The devil? Well, let's shake hands. I'm married to your sister." This is Charles Evans Hughes Stonebrenner inviting you to join us again tomorrow at the same time for more Little Known Facts, a presentation of Toyota City.